The government's proposed tax changes are being put under the microscope by a Senate inquiry. The legislation has already passed the lower house, but the government will need the support of the Greens to get it through the Senate. The two-day inquiry is examining the planned replacement of the 50% capital gains tax discount with a deduction tied to inflation and curbing negative gearing for property investors. ANU economist Peter Varela told the inquiry the changes could improve productivity.
To the extent that this sort of removes some of those tax differences across different asset classes, people will do things that they would do in the absence of the tax system. They will invest in things that suit their risk return and liquidity preferences. They will invest in things that have higher rates of return.
But business groups are angry. They believe the changes to capital gains tax will turn away investors. The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, the Business Council of Australia, the Council of Small Business Organisations and the Australian Industry Group are calling on the Parliament to reject what they say is rushed legislation.
Well, it's been thrown together in a pretty slapdash manner, and it's only lasts for 2 days into what the government says is the most major piece of tax reform this country's seen in a generation. So it's hard to take it seriously.
Innes Willocks is the Australian Industry Group's chief executive. He says the changes will damage the Australian economy.
We're hopeful the government will make changes because we hope that the government understands that there is the potential here for real damage to the economy. We already have a lot of members indicating they are going to pull up stumps on investing or they'll look to invest elsewhere. And we're hearing from their parent companies overseas that Australia is now increasingly a political risk when it comes to investment, particularly because of the retrospectivity of these changes.
Since unveiling the plan on budget night, the government says it's considering carve-outs for some sectors, such as startups and those in tech. The government hopes to secure the support of the Greens and push the legislation through the Senate before Parliament's midwinter break in July.